On my end, I've been playing Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne, which is basically a game that goes out of its way to just fuck your face in every battle, which is a lot of fun. It is a JRPG I've been meaning to get to for a very, very long time, and beating Persona 4 kind of made me realize, like shit, I kind of want to play more Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, finally going down the rabbit hole.
So, I played 4. I've played Apocalypse, I've played Strange Journey. I want to go back and play the one that everybody like loves. Like I don't hear anything bad about Nocturne. People just say that it's fucking hard, and it can be if you're fucking unprepared. There's a certain playstyle to like these Shin Megami Tensei games, and they require you to like really, really like take care of your demons and make sure you're keeping like their skill sets. Because the whole concept of the game is like you're going through the whole thing like fusing these demons and, you know, fusing stronger and stronger things, but there's a lot that goes into it so that you're not fucking up. Like, you actually do need to level up certain demons so they actually get their skills. Then you register them, and then you can use them for fusion, but then you can always bring them back if you need them for another fusion. And then you just keep doing that until you get the shit that you need.
It's just Persona, but harder.
Yeah, I mean, here's Dougal with his fucking... taking his fucking happy nappy. But yeah, it's been very fun so far. The atmosphere of the game is really fucking good, and the music is fucking top-notch, because there's multiple battle themes. I'm like 10 hours into it, and there's very many battle themes.
Is that the one based in just... the map is literally Tokyo?
Yes. The mainline Shin Megami Tensei games have you going through like a fucked up Tokyo, basically.
I heard you need an actual map to get through. If you've not actually been to Tokyo before, you're gonna be lost as fuck.
Dougal, you might give a shit about this, but in Shin Megami Tensei 4, the map was so fucking notorious, like it's so notoriously like difficult to navigate.